Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another week's episode of Just Say with Justin Martindale. I'm Justin Martindale, and today we have a wonderful guest. I'm very excited. You know her from Glee. You've seen her on Daily Pop on E! Mm-hmm. And also, she was a backup dancer for this up-and-coming artist named Beyoncé.
You won't break my soul.
It's Heather Morris! Yay!
How are you? Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so great. I'm so glad you are here.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Because what you were just saying before, we met on Instagram?
Somehow like connected on Instagram. I don't know how. But anyways, before I even met you on Instagram, I don't even know how we met, but we met somehow through...
I think we met when you tested for the dance show at E! I think...
That's right.
It was something like that. Yes. The funny dance show.
That's right. And yeah. I couldn't tell you then and there because I didn't want to ruin anything that was going on.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously they just like bring you into a room and be like, okay, here, be funny, do stuff.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. Uh-huh. They made us draw on these whiteboards.
Yeah.
Like hangman style. It was mm-hmm. very fun.
Oh, what a great game. It was a good game.
It was a good game. But I had seen you like a month before that. So I thought I had met you, but I hadn't. So I thought I was talking to you like I knew you. So I had come to the Comedy Store to see a show with some friends who were out of town. They were from like the Midwest or something.
Uh-huh.
They're like, we really want to come see the Comedy Store, see a show there. So we went and got sushi and came here. And you were by far the funniest one.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
So good.
Oh, good. How long ago was that? I mean, that must have been like
four or five years ago.
About
4 years ago, I think.
And I still got it, you know, like I'm still doing it. That's awesome. Had I known, I would have like fangirled out.
No.
Because like now I'm like just having you here, like it's such a, first of all, how was your summer?
My summer, wow.
Which I think is, you have kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like back to school, like I miss that because I was in school like 2 years ago. But I missed like coming back and being like, how was your summer?
I'm rejuvenated.
Right?
And I feel so good. Wrong.
Yeah.
It's so different. It's like, it's such an awkward feeling when you are done with school because you're like, fuck. Now mm-hmm. I have to think of so many things to do with my family and so many like games and shit and plans and trips and like... how am I going to keep them busy? Also, stop harping on me. Like, leave me alone. I want to go sit in my room and cry without you. You know,
it's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, just sitting in your room and cry.
And so, did y'all take a vacation or y'all?
We
go,
did. Yeah. We went to Disney World.
Perfect.
Yes, it was 105 with humidity, and
mm-hmm.
we were all sweating balls.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Disney World. We did Universal Florida. And then we just went to Lake of the Ozarks. We just got back.
You went to the Ozarks?
We went to the Ozarks.
Like the show?
Like the show.
Where is that? Where are they? Is that West Virginia?
Missouri.
That's in
Missouri. we drove through the back roads. We listened to country music.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it took us 2.5 hours.
Are you a country girl?
Not real. I'm from Arizona, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's...
I listen to like 90s throwback country.
Me too. That's okay. The only one.
Yeah, that's it.
I know, like, and I have a playlist that's like, I'm like, I'll go home and I'm like, we're going to piss off all the listeners right now. Alexa, play 90s country music.
You're welcome.
Do you have a favorite country song? Or from the 90s?
Let me think. I don't know. I would say, I don't know, maybe anything like Fleetwood Mac is not super
country.
But like...
I'm talking like Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson, Strawberry Wine.
Oh, which, see, I don't know names of anything. I just listen to the 90s mix and I'm like, people will hate me because I don't know any of the names.
There's so many country songs from the 90s that we can never sing again because
right.
they would be canceled. Like
so
Strawberry
offensive.
Wine,
yeah.
17, Hot July Noon, Saw
yeah.
Everything, First
yeah.
Taste of Love, Bittersweet. So we're getting minors drunk. We can't sing that anymore, but what a pastime.
Yeah. So anyways, Lake of the Ozarks, nobody died.
Yeah.
Everybody's safe. It was actually such a beautiful, like, serene experience. I thought it was going to be scary as mm-hmm. fuck to go there, but it was actually really nice.
What were you expecting? Because Ozark is a hard word.
Yeah.
Ozark.
And Missouri. And it was like, Missouri. Trump town. I thought it was uh-huh. going to be a little bit more aggressive, but everybody's like 70 and drinking and could care less.
My vibe.
Yeah.
I just love old people drinking. That's what I want.
Well, so my husband, one day, he was down by himself at the dock. Mm-hmm. They have this like beautiful house on the side. You walk down the hill and you're on your dock. You have a huge boats, like jet skis. Well, he went down by himself. He was, I don't know what he was doing. He was like getting lunch or something like that. I don't know. He was making a sandwich on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he looked over and he saw the next door neighbor walk on her dock. She walked away from the party that she was on, or the party that she was with. She walked away. She started vomiting over the side of the dock, took a pause, turned around, vomited again, and then went back to the party. And I looked at her the next day, and she was like full gray, pepper, hair, 75 years old. I was
What time of day was this?
This was like 2 p.m.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You know what? I have been prone to do a walk and vom.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
See, I just can't recover from a vom.
I haven't vomited in a long time.
Mm-mm.
And, yeah, but like back in my party days, I remember specifically like walking down like Santa Monica Boulevard or something and just being like, nope. And just kept going.
And then keep going?
Yeah.
But don't you feel like you have to shower?
Well, I don't. I'm a professional vomiter. I'm not gonna. No, there's an arch and like a
I wanna see what that looks like, because I'm just imagining you being like,
oh, yes, yes. It's full, just it's like a mixture of Pilates and ballet.
Yeah.
It's just
it's like goat yoga.
Like a swan.
There's a goat on your back.
Yes, yes, that was me. But God bless that woman.
Good for her.
Because
Lake of the Ozarks. Good.
People have been trapped inside for 2 years, you know, and some people are traveling. And one of those people is Miss Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, okay.
Aubrey O'Day. Do you remember Aubrey O'Day?
Yes.
From
Changed Drastically.
Oh yeah, from Danity Kane.
Yes.
From previously from Making the Band.
Uh huh.
Well,
R.I.P.
She's in some hot water. Because she has apparently photoshopped herself into other people's vacation pics. And I have to say, yeah. So this TikToker.
As a joke or seriously?
No, for real. This TikToker called out Aubrey O'Day for photoshopping herself into stock vacation pics. I know.
But
so
this is amazing.
I know. First of all, TikTok is insane. Like, people will do whatever and they
truly
yes.
never get over people popping themselves into random vacation photos. So here we have Aubrey O'Day, double platinum recording artist and world traveler, who apparently went on this vacation around Bali by just photoshopping herself into pictures. And it's truly like every single picture. I don't even know if she went to Indonesia at all. Here she is on the Bali swing. So she either just steals content from other content creators or photoshopped herself into random, like, promotional images with these very inspirational Instagram captions accompanying the photos. In an era where social comparison is so high and has real effects, why are we doing this?
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Because I'm dead. TikTok detectives, man. Like, the kids have a lot of time on their hands.
They're smarty tarties.
I know. So she...
I just want to know, but was she actually going into detail about her vacation on these posts? Or was it just made to look... Because for me, it looks like she's a recording artist and making really cool photos and then putting herself in. But then she's claiming that I'm taking these vacations.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you
like
know
a
what
hard
I mean?
Post. She's like, Bali, oh, I can't get
yes.
enough of you.
Like, exactly.
These Bali vibes. I'm sure... I mean, I'm wondering if we can, like, check and see...
I'm going in my fanny. I want to see.
Yeah, go check it out. We can check it out.
If you need my ID, we're in a bar.
Take your time. We'll put this in. Because that's what I want to know. I want to be if she's like, Indonesian vibes, coconut emoji.
Came up first. It's a hot topic. Here we go. Oh, sorry. Oh, see? Yeah, she just looks like an artist, but let's look. Accept, then act, whatever the present moment contains. Always work with it, not against it. Yeah, see, I'm not seeing claims of vacation. I do it because it's the least I can do. I do it just because I want to. I do it for the joy it brings because I'm a joyful girl.
What, Photoshop or vacationing? That's what I want to know.
She looks great.
Yeah, but that's not her. Well, I mean, that's her,
yeah,
but
it's
like.
Not her. I'm just going to go ahead and say there's no claims that she's going on vacation. She's just taking a Shutterfly photo.
Mm.
She's buying it for $25,
mm-hmm.
and then she's putting herself in it. So I guess good for you, girl.
Yeah, like, she's having an O-day with it, you know?
Sure.
It's like, so, but then, yeah, so she claps back, and she starts going after, you know, this girl who's, you know, trying to ruin her and whatever. But she says, not that I need to explain myself, but I've been in this industry for over 20 years. What? And have been traveling the world since I was 7. The former member of Danity Kane said, if I want my Instagram to be curated like a museum of art, all caps, then what the fuck is going to happen? I'm an artist, a all caps real creator.
How aggressive. You know what, Aubrey? I'm on your side. I'm happy for you. Good for you for photoshopping. You made no claims, but also, yeah, it's accurate. I think you could maybe just laugh at yourself for a second and be like, yeah, I did that.
I mean, I guess so. And if it looks good, then why not? I mean, I took a vacation to Mount Vesuvius. I also took a vacation this summer to space. And I took a vacation to Pompeii when the volcano exploded. I was there. Mm-hmm. So very excited. It was a good vacation, but, you know, it's my aesthetic.
That's why your hair is so windblown.
Yeah.
So great.
Ash and debris. So I thought that was really kind of funny, but...
What do you think? That's what I want to know.
You know what? Nothing surprises me anymore.
No.
I appreciate that she went through with it and was just like, you know what? I want to, like, Photoshop myself on a swing over a mountain.
Exactly.
It's better than, like, just staring at the camera with dead eyes and just being like...
Maybe now you know. She can use the behind the scenes as a joke,
mm-hmm.
and then just like, you know how those TikTok stars do? I follow one in general who is so funny about like doing the pre-TikTok where she like some TikToker somewhere, she'll like look like she's getting ready and she like puts on her lip gloss and then presses start. And it's like the whole pre-TikTok, like what you do to actually make the content.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
The joke beforehand is like none of it's real. You get filler, you get Botox, and then you're selling these like beauty products that make you so natural.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
they're like 16 and they look like they're 38,
yes,
you know?
Yes, ooh. And they're dripping like shit all over their
mm-hmm.
face. But I'm going to go ahead and give you this, Aubrey. Use that and then maybe make TikToks to make fun of yourself, of you prepping beforehand to make these photos. Like, imagine her, like, sitting on an imaginary swing.
I already am.
Yeah. She's
like,
she's living the fantasy. Playground.
Yeah. She's living the fantasy. Now, this story, speaking of fantasy,
mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey.
That was a good one.
Mariah Carey. Everyone's trying to cancel Mariah Carey, okay? And it's bugging me. She is trying to label herself as the queen of Christmas and she's getting backlash. A dispute has broken out over which U.S. pop singer can claim the title of queen of Christmas after Mariah Carey attempted to trademark it. Elizabeth Chan, who exclusively performs Christmas music, has filed a formal objection to the claim. And fellow singer Darlene Love took to Facebook. When it says took to Facebook, I'm already
mm-hmm.
like, oh, y'all are
skeptics.
It's a lost cause. To say that she has been queen of Christmas since before Carey rose to fame. Carey's representatives have not yet responded to requests for comment. The trademark bid was filed in March 2021, but has only recently been made public. It is still under consideration. Carey's 94 album, Merry Christmas, is one of the best-selling Christmas albums of all time. It included the hit All I Want for Christmas Is You, which became a classic staple of the holiday season. And every year this song charts. Carey has produced several other Christmas-related singles and regularly gives festive performances. Okay, festive performances. She lays on a Shea Lounge. This woman wrote that she was confused. What's that?
It says she, at 81 years of age, I'm not changing anything. So she's... Wow, she's been doing Christmas for 52 years.
But I mean, what?
Sorry to jump on.
What Chan Christmas song do you know?
I know zero. She
exactly.
just wants the TM. She just
needs the TM. Chan TM.
Let's just get her a tattoo.
Yeah. a nice Christmas tramp stamp.
A nice Christmas tramp stamp.
I would love a good Christmas. It's just holly and leaves with like that weird tribal thing on the side. So this woman, Love, wrote that if Carrie had a problem, she should call David or my lawyer. Elizabeth Chan, a less well-known singer, has stalked her claim to being Queen of Christmas by exclusively writing and performing Christmas songs. The 42-year-old told Variety she believes Christmas is for everyone. I feel very strongly that no one person should hold on to anything around Christmas or monopolize it in the way that Mariah seeks to in perpetuity. Perpetuity?
Perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
Thanks, John. God. That's just not the right thing to do. Christmas is for everyone. It's meant to be shared. It's not meant to be owned.
Oh, God bless. Christmas is for everyone.
Christmas is for everyone, but also there's like 10 Christmas songs that we care about.
Yeah.
You know?
And Mariah's is one of them.
Yeah.
And that's all I care about.
I'm sorry, Miss Chan, but like...
So she's upset that Mariah has the TM for the Queen of Christmas? Allegedly, like
she's
the
trying.
Trademark.
Yes, yes. I don't think we should be in a kingdom, per se. We are. This
a
is
tier,
America.
Yeah.
The queen. I bow to no one except for Mariah Carey on November 1st.
Okay.
Because that's what she does. I can't even. I love Halloween. It's one
yes.
of my favorite
yes.
holidays. I'm ready for fall. Clearly, I'm wearing a hoodie.
Sweatshirt. It's 100 degrees outside.
I'm ready for that first
I'm
leaf
so
to just fall,
you.
And I'm in.
Oh, so you're the guy that goes to the store and you're like, I'm going to buy this before. I'm going to buy this before.
Who have you been talking to?
I don't know. I just
and yes, I make a Christmas or a Christmas? Did I make a Halloween wreath? Yes.
Aww.
I made a Halloween wreath during lockdown.
So
I went to
you.
Michael's and was like, I'm a crafty queen.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And it's a good, I'll put up pictures of it. It's great.
Okay.
But I don't like the term queen, but every November 1st, it's, and you're like, oh God, here
yeah,
we go.
Here it is.
When you hear that breathy twinkle, which
one
I've been
time.
Called worse.
Breathy twinkle.
Breathy twinkle.
One more time. Alexa, it's November 1st. Play a Mariah Carey. Yes.
Oh, she's yeah. like, I thought you'd never ask. And you're like, yes. Do you think it's bad luck to play All I Want for Christmas when it's not Christmas?
I think you can play that song at any point.
I think you can, too.
If it makes you feel like glitter is in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
Do you think it's bad luck?
I don't know.
Who told you?
I don't... No one. But I've done it. I did it.
I think it's okay. No one's policing you.
I know. I want to be like the first person to like listen to it before everyone starts
listening
to
it. Oh, you make a tally?
Yeah. I have my white dry erase board that you used for the funny dance show. Just
oh, yeah.
I wanted to say something else. Oh, are you a big Game of Thrones person?
I am not.
Okay.
No, I've
well,
only witnessed it.
That was a good
end of discussion.
Yeah. The only reason I thought Queen and like... Game of Thrones, what is it called? Dragonheart? God, hold on.
House of Dragon?
House of Dragon. Oh, the new show?
The House of the Dragon came out. 10 million people watched it.
The House of the Dragon.
It's good.
Is it?
It's really fun.
I believe it because...
It's
I
like mean, 172 years before Game of Thrones.
The prequel.
So it's like, yes. Yeah, so it's like how the Targaryens came to power and all that
yeah.
stuff. The white-haired people.
Yeah. See, I chime in at like 10 p.m. when my husband's been watching it for like
oh, so he
5 hours
it.
Straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
He binged it during quarantine.
Oh, good.
Without me.
Wow.
He didn't start with me. And then I just kind of kept watching like randomly when I could. But no, I was not a full-fledged.
Oh, I was ready to go Sunday night. I was like, let's do this. I had my boyfriend. I was like, he watched it all during quarantine too. And like, I was like, we're going in House of the Dragon together. Halfway through, asleep on the couch.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's
so what
me.
Did we do last night? I rewatched it again. And I loved it. I think it's going to be great.
Good for you.
It's a really good series. However, people are already pissed.
Why?
Because it's gory. There's incest. And I'm like, of course there's
incest.
What do you incest.
Expect?
What do you want? Game of Thrones is the only show that we're like, oh, incest. You
yes,
know I mean?
Yes, yes. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, they were like, oh, the dragons don't look real. Oh, you mean like dragons?
Go watch Lord of the Rings and see how real those things look.
They're not real. The dragons look fake. Oh, you mean like dragons? God. And then they're like, there's a pretty graphic scene where there's a pregnant woman. And when you know there's a pregnant woman in Game of Thrones, you're like, oh this shit. Is going to be awful.
Yeah, there's going to be knives in the belly or
something. Oh, yes. Like dirty, rusty swords. The baby's breached. He can only save one baby.
Right. The kid. Somebody's got to reach in there.
Ugh. And people are like, this was too much. And I'm like, well,
what happened to you guys?
Everyone's a puss.
Are they new fans or old fans?
I think, I'm like, did you not know what, did you not see
watch?
The Red Wedding? Did you not see, like, every episode of Game of Thrones?
I mean, I will say I didn't watch Yellowstone, and then I went and watched 1883, so I was not prefaced with anything, and I still loved 1883, and it's very gory and very real.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, and it's also,
what are you going to do?
Make-believe.
It's pretend.
And if you don't want to watch it, don't
okay.
watch it.
Who's your favorite character so far?
In House of the Dragon?
Yes.
I kind of like, the uncle's like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the bad boy. But I also like this woman. She's like she was supposed to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember their name. Their names are all like Aegon and Rhaenyra
and all that.
I'm like,
yes.
I don't know what that is. But like okay, so they bring it up. There is the man and then his cousin. And the cousin's like this like poised, just Helen Mirren of Targaryen or wherever they're from, but she's a woman, so so they appoint the man as the king, but they refer to her as the woman who should be queen. Like that's like her title, and she knows it, so she's kind of like this boss bitch, and we're like,
what's gonna happen?
Well, spoiler alert, you want me to tell you?
I'm never gonna watch it.
So okay, so the mom who is delivering an heir to the throne. There's a young, his daughter is like 10 maybe, and so she's getting a new brother. They both die. So the little boy and the mom pass away in childbirth. So they're like, Dracarys, they burn him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, you didn't deliver an heir. And so he's like, well, I'm going to appoint my daughter as my heir to the throne. So you're like, yes, girl power, right? So now I'm like, uh-oh. Is her aunt, who should have been queen,
gonna
like,
kill her?
Or is she gonna like support her and be like, this is what you need to do?
Oh, there's two ways.
I know. And I'm like, oh, I hope
it'll
she's not a villain.
It'll go back and forth for so long.
She's like, I'll tell you what I would do if I was queen. I'm like, I know. And then there's, you know, Game of Thrones, poisoning, that weird green smoke that blows
she'll turn
everything
on her.
Up. I know.
Oh, the green smoke. Yeah, man. That throws
was a
me
good
off.
Scene.
Throws me off, though.
I know. Well, here, this is.
It's
you
like
know,
Glee when we magically just start singing and you're like, where did that come from?
Oh,
where's
talking,
the music?
We're talking about Glee in a minute. I have to. I have so many questions. But this, going back to Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, a TV CEO insults Emilia Clarke in front of Game of Thrones fans. And guess what? Didn't go well.
Shocking.
Yeah. So Fox tells CEO Patrick Delaney made this eyebrow raising remark. So he says right here, he referred to the actor Emilia Clarke as a short, dumpy girl in a premiere this week. He said this remark before a screening of HBO's Game of Thrones spinoff series, House of the Dragon. According to Australian news outlet, Delaney was describing how he was late to begin watching Game of Thrones, in which Clarke portrayed Daenerys Targaryen. I was like, what's this show with the short, dumpy girl walking into the fire, he reportedly said. The CEO's apparent attempt at a joke, however, landed with a thud among the night's attendees. It felt like he was expecting us to laugh along, but people in the room were obviously shocked by it. Yeah, I was there for this and turned to my mate for clarification, as I simply didn't believe someone would say that on a mic.
He like thought he dropped the mic and just ruled the room. And
yes, so the aim was to convey that for him, Game of Thrones was something very different for television in 2011, that Emilia Clarke went from relatively unknown to one of the most recognized and most loved actors in television and film. On behalf of Mr. Delaney, the Foxtel Group apologizes if his remarks were misunderstood and caused any offense.
Ooh. Opening
so she,
a wound.
She wasn't there, which is good. But everyone, I'm glad everyone had her back, her dragon
I'm
back.
Just not surprised by this in any way, shape, or form, to be quite frank. I mean, like, this is a white man named Patrick Delaney who is an executive. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. And he thought it was going to be funny. I don't really have much more to say to that than other, like, I'm not surprised by this human being. And hopefully they don't allow him to ever be like in that position to say shit like that.
Yeah, they're like
about a female who's like 20 years old.
Yeah, I know. That's where we're at, though. And also, I feel like if it's like he's gonna get up there. Oh God, Patrick's getting up to the mic. Patrick, sit down, eat your shrimp cocktail.
Come here. Come on.
God, I know. It's amazing. Like people just love to just troll. And I think that's what's fun and sad at the same time. Because there's a good way to troll. I like a good joke.
There is a good way, but it's also just not appropriate.
Yeah, I think he thought he was getting up there.
She was this short and stumpy girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. People on TV are always taller than you think. But you're not going to go and be like, wow, you're so short and stumpy.
Yeah. you're just as short and stumpy as I thought. But I think it's like, I think people have this mentality of going up and being like, you know.
I'm going to make a joke.
A roast. Like, oh, I'm just roasting you. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah. And I had a guy, I don't remember his name, but like he said in my comments, he was just like, you know, I have a beauty mark right here under my nose. And he was like, that's so gross. Pop that zit. I'm like, it's part of my face. And he was like, well, have it surgically removed. And I'm like, how about
you.
I surgically remove you? And he goes, wow, I thought you were a comic. Oh, I was supposed to take
there's
the
a
joke.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, but get out
that's
of here.
That's what I think people don't understand is there's a time and a place for everything. Maybe standing up on that stage was not the right time and place.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, it doesn't seem like there is.
But also, she's Emilia Clarke. She doesn't give a shit about this guy.
No, she doesn't.
She's the mother of dragons. You're a Fox Tech executive. Get out of here.
Yeah, she's...
And dragons are real.
Emilia, you're amazing and we love you. Good for you for being better than that.
Yes. Do we want to talk? I know you're an Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know this. Mm-hmm. What are you?
I am an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
it. My boyfriend's an Aquarius, too. He's February 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know about me that's incriminating?
No, nothing at all.
Oh, okay.
I've heard about you, Aquarian trash. No, I am just saying because it is Virgo season.
Yes.
And you have a very lengthy background with a very famous Virgo named Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. And everyone's...
Beyonce.
Partition. Yeah. Was that the beginning of Partition? Yeah. Ugh!
And then the window rolls up.
Ugh! Which she's now having to, like, get rid of the Monica Lewinsky reference in her song, or people are saying, like, get rid of it!
They're backtracking?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but you don't need to do that.
Such an iconic thing. Anyways. But I want to talk about your dance background. How did you get involved with Beyonce, who, and you know, it's Virgo season. She's releasing Renaissance. How did you get involved with Beyonce? Because I had no, like, I knew you from Glee. That's where I was introduced to you from Glee. But I did not know that you had this, like, extensive dance background with Beyonce before Glee, right?
Before Glee.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try to make it short.
Make it short.
So I was at an audition. Her assistant choreographer saw me at the audition and was like, you look just like her old dancer. Invited me to another audition that was private.
What does that mean?
It was like,
just her
only
and you?
It was a private audition.
God, that would terrify
me. It's kind of I did say that wrong. Mm. It was like, there's a private audition going. There's only a few dancers, which might be kind of scary to hear from a random person. But anyways, I was on board. There was only like four of us, all blonde female dancers. Come to find out it was for Beyonce. Her assistant director was there, made us do ballet across the floor for Beyonce.
Oh, you did ballet?
We
that
did
was
ballet
the dance?
Across the floor for Beyonce.
To what song? Was like, what song
I don't
was
remember.
It?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Was it a Beyonce song?
It wasn't. It was just ballet across the floor.
How weird.
Didn't have a headshot. Auditioned with like really great dancers and woke up the next day, got a call from her, from the assistant choreographer, that I was packing my bags and going to New York to do her tour. Wow. But when we got there, it was like boot camp and they're like, you don't really have this job. You know, you'll keep fighting for it until the day that you're on stage. And even still, you'll keep fighting for it. And it was just such a whirlwind of like, this is an amazing job, but like you have to keep fighting for it because there's thousands of other people that want this job. So, I mean, we were in rehearsals for like a month doing the Beyonce experience, which was kind of like pre-Beyonce blow up, I guess. Like she still had some hit songs.
Like Crazy in Love, Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
That kind of like, where it's like, okay, she's a solo artist.
Right.
Yeah.
She had started to become a solo artist.
Right.
She was so wonderful to work with. Anyways, this is not short at all, but
no, it's
she,
fine.
We took like a break after the tour. I did make it. It's Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. She made it.
I traveled the world on a bus, which was so beautiful.
You were on a bus with Beyonce?
No. Oh, okay. On her private bus.
She was on her own bus.
She was on her own bus.
Of course she was.
Did you see Hacks? Did you watch Hacks?
Oh, yeah. I live Hacks. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I mean, she has her own bus.
Yeah,
she
took a chopper to the desert.
She has like an LED, an LED booth.
But how amazing would that be if she was on the bus with you? Y'all are like a league of their own. Like,
oh, God.
Like,
just, like,
on the bus.
Playing cards.
Yeah. Wow.
Shooting the shit.
Was it a good bus?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I was 19 years old.
God.
I mean, we almost got busted for smoking weed and crossing the border of Canada to the United States. Like, it was full of a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls, 19 to 23 years old, like on tour with each other. Some of them were brand new, some of them were, you know, the elders.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just like, it was a lot of fun. It was a new experience for me. I was young, excited, drank a lot. But so anyways, after that ended, we kind of had to like re-audition for this new thing that was happening, and that was Single Ladies. So it came out.
Oh, that little unknown track.
The little unknown black and white video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you in the video?
I wasn't.
No. Okay.
No. That was Ashley and, oh God, I'm blanking on her name. It'll come to me in a second. But so, yeah, we had to re-audition for this, like, small little album that she was coming out with, with Jaquel Knight, who was her choreographer. And, yeah, I got the job, and I was dancing alongside of her on this, like, small tour. We did, like, TRL, the last show.
We were
on the last show of TRL. I'll never forget
Iconic.
It. I'll never forget it.
Wow. Yeah. And that was was that Single Ladies was the last?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what was that? Sasha Fierce?
Yes.
I Am Sasha Fierce?
I Am Sasha Fierce. Yeah. So yeah, I'd done that little tour.
Little
tour, the American Music Awards. Wow. It was amazing. But I had simultaneously been working with the choreographer of Glee, Zach Woodley.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew that in episode 2 or 3, I'm not sure which number it is, of Glee, we were going to be doing that. Because they had gotten greenlit.
Oh, Single Ladies was going to be
was in the storyline of Glee.
Is that how you got into Glee? Was
that's
the
how I got into Glee. Because I had, after the Beyonce tour, after we did the Single Ladies tour, I had written Beyonce a note.
Oh, my God.
Stop. I had written Beyonce a note.
A handwritten note.
A handwritten note.
Oh.
Oh, no wonder I'm an actress. Golly, so silly. I mean,
do you remember what it said?
No, it was along the lines of, thank you so much for the opportunity, Beyonce. I'll never forget this. I'm so grateful. But I am going to be focusing on other endeavors.
You quit Beyonce. thank you so
Beyonce.
Much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Good luck in the future with everything. See you next summer.
Do you think she actually read it?
She has it framed in her house.
I think she read it.
She has it framed. I think every night before she goes to bed, she says goodnight, Jay-Z, into his room, and then just reads her tear-soaked staged letter.
I bet you Tina Knowles read it for sure. I had a special place in my heart for Tina Knowles. She was so cute.
Do. I think she was like, this is the girl who got away.
Bye, bitch.
I have a special place in my heart for Tina Knowles, too. I think Tina Knowles is like a national treasure.
She is.
Yeah.
There was one show where I was hustling around backstage because we would get comp tickets for friends for a lot of shows. We would get like 2 or 3. And I had friends that were coming, but they didn't let them in and they wouldn't give them their comp tickets. So I went to Tina and I was like hysterical. It was like 5 minutes before the show started. And I was like, she goes, Heather, what's wrong? And I was like, my friends can't get into the show. We have tickets. Their name's up there, but they won't let them in. And she was like, I got this.
God bless Tina Knowles. And she went up there and was
she's my fairy godmother.
I created that. All right. No, you're going
to
get
her. So she took the letter more to heart than Beyonce did.
Wow. That's boss. That's boss
she's
material.
Great. They came in and they were there for the first opening number. I was like, there you are, Tina.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wrote her a letter and I quit. And I was going to become this actress because it was my lifelong dream.
Yeah.
And I was always too shy and I never had the opportunity until now.
Yeah.
And I was going to take acting classes. So Zach Woodley, who's the choreographer, was like, I know you want to be an actress, whispered into Ryan Murphy's ear, like side, you know, on the side mm-hmm. of everything that was going on, and said, hey, this girl, watch her dance. She's a great dancer. She used to dance for Beyonce, but maybe consider her if you need more. Because I know at the time they were also looking for more dancers on the show because everybody was an actor and a singer.
Like chorus, like not chorus, but like just the to Glee have Club. That background.
Yeah, like they, yeah. they needed more to fill in. And a lot of those actors had never had dance training. Some of them did. I mean, there was a few, but, you know, it was kind of, it was like me for singing. I wasn't a singer. Mm-hmm. So for them, dancing was like their Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. So they were looking for a few, which I went in to read. Ryan Murphy finally said, yeah, I'll give her a look, came to watch me teach Chris and Jenna the dance, mm-hmm. and then had me come in to read for some role. I was supposed to be reading like Quinn's lines, and it was just as to get
Quinn
me to
was,
read.
Quinn
was Diana.
Diana, yes.
Yeah. So I went in twice. He canceled both times. The casting did. Never read for him, and then I got a call the next day that I got this role on this on the show, Glee.
And you didn't even read for
it? I
anything?
Didn't read for it.
How weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's almost like stuff's like, just like just, it's like you manifest all of this.
I guess.
Yeah.
I also thought like God played a weird trick on me because I didn't really work hard for what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, he was like, oh, you want this? Like, you're going to write a letter to Beyonce. Here it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I remember where I was when, I mean, talk about a phenomenon. That Glee, it was like, I remember it like premiered after a Super Bowl, right?
Did it?
I think it did on Fox, right?
I don't remember.
I think
it
did.
My memory.
It did.
It did, right?
Yeah, I remember.
It premiered after a Super Bowl,
yeah. And it was like, stay tuned for Glee.
Such
and
a
it was
terrible.
It was like, okay, we've been seeing like the ads and all this stuff, and we're like, okay, let's see how good this is. And I remember when Don't Stop Believin', that was the first song.
Mm-hmm.
And like it ended.
When he walks into the auditorium.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be
huge.
Yes. About Glee Club. I was like, oh God. I sounded like the Kool-Aid man. When that it faded to black and I was like, oh my God, it was just something that we had never seen before.
Right. I think when Amber did Bust Your Windows was when I was hooked. Do you remember that? And we were at the car wash.
Yeah.
That solidified it for me.
I mean, and it was just, I mean, Jane Lynch, my God, as Sue Sylvester. I mean, what, and like, you guys all kind of like had to like grow up together.
Yeah.
You know, and like a family. It was something so amazing. And then you got to play Britney Spears. Britney S. Spears. Now, wait, there's a rumor. I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but you were only supposed to have like a couple episodes as Britney, right?
Yes.
And then they extended
Then they made me a series regular in season two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fake news. This is real news.
Wow.
But I mean, it makes sense because I didn't read for this role.
Yeah.
So they were just like, hey, we need a dancer. Here she is. We're just going to use her. We're not going to give her lines. And I was so eager again to like be this actress that like I just, all I did when the camera stopped rolling was like, do little bits or
that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Was like, you could just look and go, ew. And it was the funniest thing in the whole episode.
Yeah. I envisioned a whole Karen of Mean Girls and I was like, mm-hmm. this is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's just very daft. Like it's very me in a way in certain like parts of the world, like where I'm just like, I don't understand what's happening. Like why, you know? And it just worked. And Ryan loved, he used to come in between shots and just talk to us about songs he wanted us to recommend to him that he mm-hmm. thought would be popular or just get to know us a little bit more. And I would, you know, do my little Britney thing. And I love to do like the deaf singer where I would like put my hand or my finger in my ear. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, were they hearing themselves?
Which like, might be offensive, but I just thought she was so funny that she like couldn't sing.
Yeah.
But she thought she could.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yes.
I think I might be one of them.
I think I might be
as
well.
So
auto-tune is real.
And that's what I think is like Britney was so like, relatable because you're like, oh yeah, we all know that person, or maybe I am that person. Now, going into the Britney Spears episode,
yeah,
that you met her, right?
We did.
She was
yes.
on. She was in the episode.
She was.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
And what was that like? What did she smell like?
She smell like I God. Like I don't smelled, know.
Does she wear her own like perfume? I feel like
I know
like,
she had a mint in her mouth because I had to get really close. I like push her and I'm like nose to nose with her. She was so sweet. The whole experience was kind of weird because it was at the height of her what's it called? Her conservatorship.
Conservatorship. Yes.
Yes. It was kind of after that, and she had this whole camp around her. Uh-huh. And it was very bizarre to have that come into our world because
oh, really?
We had to wear wristbands on set.
And you didn't have to do that like normally? You had to wear wristbands because she was there?
Because she was there. The whole set had to come in with wristbands on just so that it checked out like you belong to this set. You're not some weirdo with a camera or somebody. But it just felt... It wasn't like our usual thing, right?
Yeah. We had done like, this is our family. We don't wear wristbands.
So it just felt a little off, but the second she walked on set, it was like, she's so sweet. She's mm-hmm. super down to earth. I mean, she's used to people being a fangirl. So yeah. even though all of us were like googly eyed staring at her with glossed over faces, she just was like, hi, how yeah. are you?
Did she watch you perform as her?
No.
No, she was like, she was on her bus.
She was doing things. I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, because you did I'm a Slave for You, which, I mean, come on.
Me
you
Against the
exactly
Music.
Looked exactly like her. Yeah, Me Against the
it was
Music.
So fun.
Like, what a moment.
I know.
Didn't even audition.
Didn't audition.
So Heather and I actually met 10 years ago, I guess, probably to the day, or very close, because my first film credit was the Glee 3D movie in New Jersey.
Wait, the Glee 3D movie?
The Glee 3D movie.
Yeah.
I will never forget. Do you remember Nick Baga? He's a dancer.
Oh, I know Nick Baga.
You know Nick Baga.
I ran into him. Yeah.
Nick Baga. He's just really loud. And so we were filming that, and I had my breasts done a few years before that. So mm-hmm. my breasts were nice. They were gorgeous. We were filming, and he looked over, and him and I have a great relationship, but he looked over at me. He was like, Heather, I'm so sorry to say this, but your boobs look fantastic. I can't stop looking at them. I was like, okay. And he's like, and they're going to be in 3D.
It's funny you say that because.
They're going to be in 3D.
They're going to be in 3D. People are going to love that. I was like, okay.
So now, I was an audience producer on that. It's funny you say that because I was an audience producer on that. So basically, they were doing live shows at night at the Izod Center.
Yeah.
So people bought tickets to see the full show.
Right.
But during the day, they had to do the shoots because they had to do cameras on stage and they didn't want to interfere during the live show. So we had to bring audiences in that were just there during the day. And they would get snippets, mostly on the side of the stage for angled shots. And when you did the Britney Spears song, everybody in the section that I was in was commenting on your boobs. It was insane.
My 3D boobs?
Yeah. And it wasn't even, I guess they're 3D in real life, but they were saying, oh my God, she looked, look at
men.
He looks identical.
Men. Yeah. I miss them. I want them back.
They were all girls. There was not a single, there was a gay audience in there, but it was
I love a fake breast though. I'm happy for anybody with a fake breast. They look so good.
Yeah. You know what?
Bring them back.
Do whatever you want to do. You know what? We're going to start a GoFundMe to get Heather's boobs back, all right?
We need them. I just need to get them over the muscle. I got them under the muscle, and they just never relaxed, you know? They were like anxiety boobs.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
Now, that going into that, because y'all did a whole like tour, right?
We did a whole tour, yeah.
I remember like a 90 city tour or something. That,
ooh, not 90, but
I know.
Yeah.
I just remember it was just like every, like the Glee tour is coming to your hometown. Yeah.
Did you know about the first tour? You know, we had two tours. So the first one was like a theater tour, and we went to bigger theater venues.
Uh-huh.
They had fucking trampolines on our set at our theater tours. You know how we did the mattress episode?
Oh yeah.
So they brought actual trampolines on our stages, and we would do a trampoline number where Harry and I were flipping on stage. I'm like, that's so hazardous.
Like, it is like a circus. It was like a circus. You guys were like circus performers.
Yes,
it was like
exactly.
Y'all had a TV show, and then all of a sudden you're doing like Disney on Ice almost.
You guys
were just like, all right, okay, get in the bus.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How old were you there? Was that like, you were like, so 19 was Beyonce, so you're like what, 20?
I was like 20. We started, all the girls were around the same age, so we started around like 22, 23. Mm-hmm. I was probably about 24 there.
Mm-hmm. God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, trampolines, get
trampolines.
To work, kids.
This is a circus.
What if the same guy was like, any of you guys could be replaced?
Yeah. You're
under contract. Like, I need those toes to bleed. Oh, God. Now, that's crazy. Now, do you still keep in touch with the castmates? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to have, we're going to do a little hang tonight. We're getting pizza, some gluten-free pizza.
With who?
I think Becca's in town because she moved to Texas. So she's
here. Oh, I know
here.
Becca.
Yeah.
Becca Tobin?
Yeah.
Yes, I love Becca.
I do too.
She's Lady Gang girl.
She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like her. Probably like Jenna. I know Kevin's out of town. Just a group of us. A lot of the like production side too.
Mm-hmm.
We're all close with like a core group like Michael Hitchcock and
yeah.
Jenna Ushkowitz. We all try to get together like every couple months.
That's great.
Each other. Yeah.
And like I'm friends with Chris Colfer. I know Chris. He's a sweetheart.
I love him.
And Ashley
so
Fink.
I love her too.
Her as well. She's so I feel like the substitute teacher from Glee.
If you were to play a character on Glee, what would it be?
The janitor.
The janitor.
I think it'd be like the... Yeah, I think I'd be... Or I don't know.
Well, okay. I like the janitor because it's great. It's great for you. I think it fits. But like, what would your song be? I know it's kind of on the spot, but if
it would be the
song...
janitor who's been cheated on.
Oh.
So, because I'd have my janitor keys and I'd be like, I dug my keys into the side of his little souped-up four-wheel drive. Yeah. It has to be like, oh, the janitor who's gay, but like nobody knows it, but then like I talk and they're like, I think the janitor's gay. And I think we need more gay janitor representation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like, especially
in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, poor United States. It makes me so sad.
We need more gay janitors. We need make janitors gay again.
Make janitors gay again.
They have to put up with everything. They have to
MJGA.
Mop the halls. Give them fashion. Give them something. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's... I would sing Before He Cheats with my janitor keys.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's a good one. Did you have a favorite song that you did or a favorite number out of all the seasons?
I think I'll throw it back in, was Bust Your Windows. It was so good. Just the choreography, it was like the first dance number mm-hmm. we got to do with actual dancers, and I'll never forget it. It was my favorite.
She's so talented too, Amber.
Oh my God.
I mean, is she on Broadway?
She did do, she did Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls,
over in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she has any plans anytime soon. I know she produces her own music, so she's on it with that stuff.
Yeah. Now, Leah is doing Funny Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about that?
It's been her dream.
I know,
her
right?
Her whole life.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first events we went to
mm-hmm.
in Hollywood. There was a preview of Funny Girl. And it was Leah, me, and Ryan, and I think a couple other producers. We got invited to go, and we actually went because I think he was getting an award or something like
that.
She was just beside herself because it was her life to be this, what's her name? I don't watch it. I've never seen it before. Actually, no, I've seen it.
Funny Girl. That's
funny
her
girl,
name.
That funny girl. That
I,
funny.
I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's so terrible.
I mean, I know Sally Bowles, but that's Cabaret. And I don't know Funny Girl.
I'm sorry, everybody who cares.
I know.
I don't.
I'm like, oh, all I know is that Lea Michele is playing Funny Girl. And they're like, that's been her dream. Do you still talk with her?
I don't.
You don't? Yeah. She's mm-hmm. kind of done her thing.
Yeah. She has a family, but I'm happy for her. I mean, she's wanted it forever.
Yeah. And why not?
Why not? Good for you.
Manifest.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, she didn't audition. What if Leah Michele didn't audition for Funny Girl? Did she audition?
I don't know.
Did she audition? Because then you passed it on. Like, I don't have to audition for this role. Yeah. And they gave it to her.
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
I want to know what the conversation was like between Beanie and Leah, if they ever spoke.
I don't think they talked. Mm-hmm. You think they did?
I don't know. I just wonder. I wonder how it felt. You know, like...
But then okay.
I'm walking in. I just got this role that you lost.
You don't have to answer this question, but I am wondering it. Jane Lynch left when Leah joined the cast.
One show before Leah was supposed to start.
Is that shady?
She said Jane Lynch is the queen of everything.
Sure.
I believe.
Absolutely.
She just does what she wants.
Yeah.
She really does. And it's out of the goodness of her heart most of the time. So I believe, yes, she was like, I have one show left. Why do I need to come back? Do you know what
true.
I mean? Like, I mean, what's the point of this?
Yeah, it's like a residency. It's
right.
like, you're like, oh, well, we're going to, you know, we want to extend your run. It's like, I'm good. I did
what
it.
What do you think?
I don't know, because I don't know. Like, there's so right. many, you know, there's so many people who are pro Leah Michele, anti Leah Michele. I'm not like... I don't have an opinion on
you're
her.
You're in the middle of the teeter-totter and you're
well,
like...
Well, and I'm just, there's so much bigger things in the world to worry about than like, you know, Leah Michele's like temper or like whatever that I'm not, I don't know. And I get it, but I think it was a little bit like, ooh.
Uh-oh.
Like she left right before. Like,
uh-oh.
So I don't know. I don't care. I wish her the best. I think, I mean, go for it. Girl can sing.
She can sing.
So you're going to pay to go see it?
You're gonna get a great show, and you know it's in her heart.
You know it's in her heart, and you know like she's dreamed this, so she's going to be 100%.
She sleepwalks it.
She sleepwalks. She could sleepwalk onto that stage and kill it.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that was fantastic. I love, thank you for those wonderful stories, but I have to get back into things that matter.
The gasp.
Like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's wedding. They got
that
married.
That was fast, though. I mean, they just eloped.
They just eloped in Vegas,
so
right?
Yeah.
And then they had this like crazy ass Georgia wedding.
Not the headline. Ben looks exhausted after three days.
Well,
I talked about this
Sorry. Like last week. Like I think Jennifer Lopez is like a leech, sucking the energy out of Ben Affleck. This poor man. Ever since they started dating, he just looks more and more exhausted.
Depleted.
Yeah. And I think Jennifer Lopez, being classic Jennifer Lopez, is like, I want to have the biggest fucking wedding, that like Princess Di times a million. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to have the most elaborate.
Like an Indian wedding.
Everything's all white
yeah.
because, of course, you know, she wants white flowers, white veil, white cushions, da da da. And they wanted to do like this like old Hollywood style wedding. I was like, don't theme your wedding. Don't do a theme.
But would you judge someone who did this type of wedding somewhere in the middle of nowhere and you had no idea who they were and they wanted a theme wedding? Would you care?
No, I want to go.
Okay.
Like, because I want to know what that person thinks that theme is.
Right.
You know?
Like, how it plays out.
Yeah.
Does it actually work with the guests? Because it's iffy if they dress up or not, right?
Well, I feel like a theme party for, like, normal people is, like... It's very hit or miss.
Yep.
And I'm a very themed person. If you're going to give me an era, you dress the era. Like when I went to the Bridgerton experience.
Did you go?
Yes.
Oh my God, I want to go so bad.
It was so good.
Oh, I think I cried when I saw somebody do it because I was so upset that I didn't
it. Was
do
probably
it.
Me. I was there like with my croquet and like, oh, it was so fun. But like there was like a couple people that I was like,
They weren't in it fully.
This is not it. This is not Edwardian. I don't agree with this.
No.
Uh-uh.
How dare you?
Yeah, and I was like one lady was wearing like a Queen of Hearts dress. I was like, what? Yeah, it was weird.
Off with her head.
Yeah, seriously.
But in real Bridgerton, they would have been cast out of the room.
Immediately.
Yes.
Immediately. Who would you be in Bridgerton? Would you and I be
gossips? I think I would be, what's the youngest? Eleanor?
Eloise.
Eloise.
Yeah.
I think I would be Eloise.
Yeah, she's cool.
But maybe I'm giving myself the credit that I don't deserve because I think she's really smart and I'm not that smart. I don't know.
But I like that, like,
I like she's sassy, yeah.
Lib woman. But yeah, like, you can't be Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and be like, you be Cary Grant and I will be like, whatever. Like, I'll be Rita Hayworth. Like, no, just, you guys are movie stars. You don't need old Hollywood. You are Hollywood. So anyways, this whole wedding was a disaster.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't a disaster, really, but it wasn't, I could feel Jennifer Lopez just fuming. Like, do you remember in Greece, R.I.P. Olivia Newton-John.
Aww.
Do you remember in Greece, Penny Pingleton, when she's like in charge of the prom,
mm-hmm,
and like
mm-hmm.
all the, like the toilet paper falls out of the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
She's like, this wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah, that's Jennifer Lopez at her wedding. This beautiful Georgia mansion outside of Savannah. And immediately they're rehearsing for this wedding, this epic three day weekend wedding. Her mom falls into the water off a dock.
Was she okay?
Well, she got taken in an ambulance. Like, she cut her leg, but not bad. But I mean, like, really, like.
Well, she got taken to an ambulance.
She was in an ambulance. They took, but I think it's because she's like an older woman, so they just wanted
they
to make
to
sure.
Take precaution.
But still, Jennifer. It was Ben Affleck's mom. Yes, Ben Affleck.
Ben's mom.
Ben's mom fell off the dock into the water.
Do you feel like that's an omen?
Yeah.
You do?
I do, because A, it's outside of Savannah. Spooky Savannah.
Oh,
have you ever been?
No.
Spooky shit Savannah.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
Okay.
Like, dark.
Oh, because of all the pastime war things?
Pastime, like, wars, plague. Like, if you ever go to the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil cemetery.
Just imagining, like, water with smoke going over it.
Yeah. It's somebody said it. My friend Emerson and his boyfriend Blake just did their show in Savannah.
Okay.
And they had never been before. And I was like, what did you think? And they were like, it's really heavy. The air is heavy. Because it's
that's
just
how,
like,
Mexico feels.
Yeah, it's just
Santa
like a
Fe.
Lot
Santa
of
Fe
shit.
Feels
yeah, it's
heavy.
The energy, the vibe. Like, you go to the cemetery and you'll see like a whole family that's died of yellow fever back in the day, and you're like, whoa, like days apart, like crazy. And
uh-oh.
People are like, Game of Thrones is too much. I'm like, hello, try American Real History.
Right. People dying.
So Ben Affleck's mom fell in the water, and then so that I think is an omen.
Okay.
And then they got married, and I don't think it got like as much press as it wanted. And now they're just showing him, like, look at him. He just looks like,
I hate the shots they get of people for publicity purposes when they're like, they look so bad.
I know. Look how gross they look. No, I mean, this, he's obviously just like trying to keep up with Jennifer Lopez. She has the
yeah, no.
She has the energy of
a
lemur.
He's an introvert. You can tell. I
feel
for him. I'm an introvert. I could not do a 3-day weekend wedding.
I mean, it looked beautiful, but I feel like it's weird because also Ben's brother Casey didn't even go.
Oh golly, there's a lot of drama going on.
A lot of drama. Like Casey was with his girlfriend. They went on some like trip together, and I don't know. I mean,
it sounds like the compromise was okay. I don't, from Ben, mm-hmm. I don't want a big wedding. And she's like, well, you know, I do. And he's like, well, let's get the best of both worlds. I'm going to go elope with you. We're going to do our little thing. It's mm-hmm. going to be cute. And she's like, oh, fun. I get to wear my, like, one of my outfits from set. This is going to be great. You know,
one of my outfits from set.
And he's like, yes, perfect. You love that, don't you?
Yeah.
And then
you love that chinchilla coat from Hustlers.
You.
Good
yes.
for you.
And then she's like, but you know, I still get my wedding. And he's like, yes, great. Good for you. Let's do
it's my thing. Special day. I bet Jennifer Lopez is the biggest. I bet she was the biggest bridezilla.
Oh,
she
yeah,
had
probably.
To have been. Monster-in-law. She did that movie with Jane Fonda.
So I have a funny story about, I think it's Virgos.
It's Virgo season.
It's Virgo season.
Yeah.
Let's divulge.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez held an audition for dancers for one of her tours. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not, most of the time, a dance audition, you're not getting paid. You've been there since 10 a.m. and you're auditioning until 6 p.m.
Well, it's like stand-up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not getting paid. Yeah,
yeah
exactly. You don't get any money.
I love working for free!
Yes, people judging you the whole time. So it was the end of the audition. They had just been through rounds and rounds of cuts. She wasn't there the entire time. She came in the last part of it to like see the dancers that were left, meet everybody. She walks in the room. I wasn't there, so this is hearsay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She walks in the room, and she said, thank you so much. You guys have worked so hard. By a show of hands, if there are any Virgos in the room, can you just raise your hand? So a bunch of Virgos raise their hand.
And she shot them on sight.
Shot them on sight. Savannah, Georgia.
What did she do? Did they have to
she
leave?
She whispered to her assistant.
No.
She looked at them and she said, thank you so much for coming.
Get out of here. Oh my God.
And they had to leave after a full day of auditioning for Jennifer Lopez.
This is true.
This is hearsay.
Hearsay, but
true.
True.
When one person says something, could be true. When multiple people say something, that's kind of the rule.
Yeah.
Right? When multiple people tell the story, it's like, oh, that happened.
Oh, this is what I want. I want Beyonce.
Okay.
To walk up to Jennifer Lopez on a pier.
Why a pier? And
because I feel like, you know, if Ben's mom fell in there on this on for the reputation of all Virgos and just shoves Jennifer Lopez in a river or a lake.
In Savannah, Georgia. In the smoke, and she just disappears.
You won't break my soul. And then she just walks away. Like, wow. I mean, I wonder, what if Beyonce went up to Jennifer Lopez and was like, what's your problem with Virgos?
Right.
I'd be like, bah.
I could have botched this. It could be like Scorpios or something random, but I think it was Virgos. Because I remember, because Virgos are very like, they like things planned. They like things neat and organized. Mm-hmm. And I think she likes a little bit of chaos in her life.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you know, she think? Loves that.
She's been engaged 15 times. Yeah.
And people can live like that. I can't.
Yeah.
I love Virgos. I vibe with them. I'm like, you have organization? Great.
Virgos are really fun people.
Oh, they're great.
I like them. And, yeah. And like, it's funny because I have like that Facebook, like I never get on Facebook. And when I do, it's like just to kind of check birthdays.
Yeah.
And like today.
Oh, like emails. Do you get the emails?
Of what? Facebook
for,
emails?
For birthdays.
Oh,
I get an email that's notifying me when it's somebody's birthday. Today.
Oh, I don't get that.
You should turn it on.
Okay.
I don't even have to look at Facebook.
Oh, I know. I hate it. But like, I'll check it. And it like even today, it was like 20 people I knew, it was their birthday. And I was like, I like the majority of these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll text them later. I'm not going to be like, happy HBD. If you're putting HBD on someone's Facebook, like just walk into traffic. Go.
Just make a mass happy birthday song and send it to everybody.
But what a great story. So what have we learned? Jennifer Lopez is a monster. And we'll stay by it. Speaking of monsters,
oh, no.
Gary Busey faces sex offense charges at Monster Mania convention in New Jersey. John sent me this story because Gary Busey has been here at the Comedy Store several times. I've seen him.
Yeah.
And it's weird because he looks like a Game of Thrones White Walker.
Yeah.
Like, because you're just like, oh. Like, it's
are
just.
Are you a ghost?
Yeah. Are you here? So this was a story. Gary Busey is facing sex offense charges that allegedly occurred during the annual Monster Mania convention.
What a headline.
At the DoubleTree Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey last weekend. Cherry Hill police responded to the hotel for the report of a sex offense as a result of the investigation. Busey, 78, of Malibu, with two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact, one count of criminal attempt / criminal sexual contact, and one count of harassment.
I hate legal jarber.
I do, too. It's so wordy, but okay. Busey is not available for comment. The incident involved Busey, who was one of the attendees at the event. If you don't know, he was Buddy Holly in the movie The Buddy Holly Story. He was nominated for an Oscar. I'm just confused because this is the quote from his law firm representing Monster Mania, told CNN in this statement, our client Monster Mania LLC is assisting authorities in their investigation into an alleged incident involving attendees and a celebrity guest at its convention in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Last weekend, immediately upon receiving a complaint from the attendee, the celebrity guest was removed from the convention and instructed not to return. Monster Mania also encouraged the attendees to contact the police to file a report. Is Monster Mania like a Halloween convention?
That's what I want to know.
Every day in New Jersey is Monster Mania.
Was he like grabbing the Wolfman's ass or
something?
Yeah,
did he just show up like, this is Monster Mania, let's take it to the extreme?
I know. You thought monsters were scary. Wait till you meet Busey. God, you can't sexually assault people at Halloween conventions.
He followed me into a subway once.
Yeah, tell
what
your.
Did he do?
He has a Gary Busey story. John, tell it.
So I just moved here from New York. So we were I was walking home from work. I worked in Times Square, and I guess he was shooting the Celebrity Apprentice, and they were selling cupcakes, and he's like, hey, you want to buy some cup? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm going home. He's like, I'm going to follow you home. and he followed me into the subway. And then when I went through the turnstile, he turned back and went up. I'm like, okay, this...
Gary Busey did this?
Yeah. He was doing Celebrity Apprentice as I was working for Warner.
Wow, celebrities are just like us. They do weird things.
He was following me. He's like, look at them sweet cakes.
I'm sure in his mind he thought it would be funny, but...
He's like bullying you into buying a cupcake.
Your butt looks real good in 3D.
He was probably joking around, but the cameras knew they didn't have a permit to go into the subway. So at some point, the cameras just stop at the top of the
stairs. Oh, he was filming.
Yeah, for Celebrity
Apprentice.
He was like
doing a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
But the cameras couldn't go into the subway. So at some point, it just becomes me and Gary Busey down subway stairs with no cameras. I'm like, all right, this is off the rails.
That sounds like the ultimate escape room. Like, just you're just trapped with a creepy celebrity, and you're just like...
Yeah, imagine being in an escape room with Gary Busey. Nope.
I think I would just grab a pen and stab myself in the neck.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't have time to, like... Like, open this bike lock. Like, no. No. Well, you know, I this story will develop, I'm sure.
Not a surprise.
I know. Well, let's talk about something fun, like dicks.
Okay. Dicks.
This came out because the New York Post, like, loves to publish this kind of stuff. Inside the Big D List, Bill Hader joins Hollywood's well-endowed Hall of Fame. Now, the reason I... Huh? Oh, I thought you said something.
I said cute.
Yeah. Well, because last week, Tommy Lee got on Instagram and, like, did a hard post of him naked.
Did you see his dick and Tommy and Pam? Pam and Tommy?
The Hulu
fake one?
Oh, no.
The one that
it sings
it,
or something, right?
Yeah. It, like, moves?
Yeah. Scout, our guest last week, she was, like, talking about it. And I was like, what? And then, but he actually posted.
Oh, his wee?
His wee.
Okay. I use baby talk. And it's children.
His wee. Tommy Wee. He posted his penis. And it stayed up for 5 hours.
Oh,
the picture, not his penis. The picture stayed up for 5 hours. And then they were like, oh, we're removing it. And people complained because they're like, okay, so Tommy Lee can have his dong up on Instagram, but I can't have my, you know, Speedo or G-string.
Taken down for offensive.
Inappropriate.
Children.
Yes, of course. But like, Tommy Lee, it's like, leave it up there. So this, like, popped up because I don't know if the people were still, like, dong curious or whatever.
Always, though.
But Bill Hader has joined the ranks because Rachel Bilson from the OC, right? Yeah. She revealed she misses her ex-boyfriend Bill Hader's big dick. But he's not the only celeb... I hate these words, purported to be packing. He's just the latest addition in the Hollywood's infamous D list. So I was like, who else has a big D? Mm. Well, I'm glad you asked. Liam Neeson.
Aw.
From Schindler's List and Taken, right?
Taken. He's in, isn't he in Love Actually?
Actually, yes.
Yes.
Actually, I think he was. So we have Liam Neeson. Let's see. Go back up. Let's see. Yeah, right here. Liam Neeson, Daniel Craig, and John Hamm.
Daniel Craig from Harry Potter?
No.
What's his name?
Daniel Craig from...
Daniel Craig
from James Bond. Who were you thinking? You were thinking, like... You were thinking Voldemort. I think you were thinking Ralph Fiennes or something. Daniel Craig. Does Voldemort have a big D? It's a Slytherin. But also, let's see. But today's stars face some seriously stiff competition from golden age icons such as Charlie Chaplin, Milton Berle, and Fatty Arbuckle. All of whom boasted bulging members according to old Hollywood lore, which was also the theme of J-Lo and Ben's wedding. old Hollywood lore. I mean, because it's been a big deal, because, you know, you have Pete Davidson, you know... Which I think I feel bad for him because I feel like that's all he's, like...
People just want his D?
Succumbed to.
Yeah.
It's like he's got a big old wang. But, you know...
I'm happy for Rachel that she can just be so outspoken about Bill's D.
Here's my thing, Heather. Objectify men.
Objectify men.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think... Like, do it.
We're past time.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the new Time's Up.
Mm-hmm.
Objectify men.
This needs to be bigger news, though. That's
There's
what I'm disappointed about.
Nothing I love more than making men feel weird. about themselves.
Yeah.
Like the other night I was on stage and there was these two guys in the front row and they had their arms crossed. They were just like that. Just,
you look like a mummy.
And I go, uncross your arms. What am I, the first gay person you've ever seen? And they were like, oh. And they felt weird.
Yeah.
And I think you need, and you know what? If I went up to a guy and was like, nice ass, buddy. And he's like, what'd you say? I'm like, I said you have a nice ass.
You get multiple personalities when you
yeah.
when you objectify a man. If I make a man feel uncomfortable, I get a whole different human being.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I feel like I just get like a head flip. Like all of a sudden they're one person and they're like normal. And then if I used to do this when I was younger because I was just like a weird person. And mm-hmm. I would like hit on guys at school. And I don't think girls do that. You know,
yeah.
Like I've never met a girl who really objectifies guys. Or I just ask out a guy in the middle of a hallway and I'm like, you're hot, let's go out.
Yeah.
And I feel like their head spun and they turn into somebody so different and they're like, that's not real. That's not, I don't like it.
Those aren't the rules.
They go into a locker.
Oh, I'm totally the opposite. I remember when I was like single, I'd be like, I'd walk and be like, all right, daddy, you know, and they're like,
yes.
I love making tourists feel uncomfortable too. Like they're visiting and they're like European and wear small shorts and
that's
you're like, all
fun
right.
thing though, because you do get a lot of people like that here, I'm sure, people visiting the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll get a whole and you know what's really cool? When you objectify them and they're cool with it.
Yes.
That's fun. Because then you're like, okay, you're in on it. And that's how you should be. Like,
take life so lightly.
Well, I don't want people thinking I'm gay. Oh. I'm like, well, what's wrong with it?
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah. No, let's objectify those men. Let's talk about D's.
We did talk about D's.
Let's bring in some toys.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm not a big toy person.
You're not? Yeah, but guys and toys is different.
I know.
Than girls and, well, than a man and a woman toys, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, but there are those, like, dick vibrators. Have you seen those?
No.
Are you kidding? I'm going to send it to
you. You're like, I have one in my purse.
I keep it in my pocket. I was just gone for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of the country, and, of course, we were doing our sexting thing. And we were sending pictures of, like, toys that we could send each
other. You and your husband?
Yeah.
Y'all are really open about toys?
We just started to be over the last couple years. Like, toys are fun.
Okay.
Especially while I'm gone.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, have FaceTime sex and use toys.
Fun.
So,
On Glee.
Previously on Glee. Here's what you missed on. Ah! But I was looking at men's toys, and mm-hmm. they sell a full ring vibrator that you can put on a man's dick. And I mean, yeah, it's more for like the opposite sex relationship, mm-hmm. but like I've heard it feels really good.
Oh God. Siri, remind me to go to Pleasure Chest.
I'll send you a link.
My boyfriend's been like, let's check out some toys. He's going to hate me that I'm saying this, but whatever. And I'm like, well, cuz I was very like guarded sexually as a child.
Yes.
Like it wasn't like
always
talked about. We never like, my sex talk was like, you have sex and it feels good. All
they
right,
gave you
I got
a book. Did you get a book?
No.
I got a book and then it was like, go read this in your room. We're never going to talk about it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
See, that was Texas.
Oh, see?
Just like,
red state.
Man and a woman. Y'all make a baby and y'all figure it out. Yeah. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know.
It's like Bridgerton.
It's your business.
It's like the mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, you didn't prepare me for anything.
Yeah. It's like, it's like that's between you and God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go make a potato salad.
With my toy.
But yeah, interesting. And I think you should be open like that with your partner.
But I think for men, the ideas of toys really to me just sounds like butt plugs and like shit going up your butt.
Yeah.
If I'm incorrect, please mm-hmm. tell me if I'm wrong. But that's where I think I'd be weary if I were you. You know, like random things
like
going
up my
butt.
Like I'm an old bridge about to be crossed. Be wary!
I've just heard stories. I have a friend who's a doctor who tells me the craziest stories about things going up people's butts. And coming out.
Oh, yeah. But people are bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to fit a 3-liter Coke up my butt, you know?
Somebody wants it, though. They shake it and it explodes.
Do you remember? I'm going to get a little graphic here.
Okay.
There was a video, like, in 2006 of a guy who... Do you know what I'm talking about, John? The mason jar guy?
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to bring that up.
No.
I can't watch that again.
So there's a guy who is like video. It's like on YouTube. Don't Google it. Or Google it. I don't know.
Google
it's
it.
Your life. And he like sits on a mason jar and it breaks in his butt.
Is he alive?
I don't know. It was weird. It was that time in the early 2000s where we all like watched like Two Girls, One Cup. There was like the guy who's like having sex with the horse and it gets kicked. The guy gets kicked and then Mason Jar. Maybe that my 2005 was different than most people, but I was watching because I mean that was like when the internet started kind of like with YouTube and stuff. You're like, whoa, there's people out there that do this?
That actually do it? It's like the story of the woman who puts a potato up her vagina and then it grows like...
No, is that real?
But it was always like an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Until I have a friend who's a doctor who would send us x-rays of people who put things in their vaginas and their butts. And they have to get it surgically taken out. And you're like, this is not an old wives' tale. This is real.
But I think that's the urban legend of like the girl with the hot dog. You know what I mean?
I don't know that one. I just know about the potato.
Like, I feel like when I was in school, there's always that one girl who was like, oh, she had sex with a hot dog and the hot dog got stuck.
Oh, right. Same thing, but I found out it's real. But also my friend doctor, I'm not going to name who he is. He works in Tucson, Arizona. You know, it's a little bit,
And they have cactuses there, and I don't want to know.
No, we don't want to know.
All right. Well, we have a couple more stories and we'll wrap this up, but... Northwest begs her mom to stop filming her singing. I mean, that's...
But in a car, right? Wasn't she driving?
Yeah. So, the 9-year-old was caught singing along to Bruno Mars' Versace on the Floor with her famous mom, who uploaded the video without North's consent. How dare you?
Yeah.
As the catchy hit played, the mother-daughter duo were riding around in a car with Courtney's 10-year-old daughter, Penelope. Kim smiled from ear to ear while lip-syncing the words... telling the girls to sing it. That's when North chimed in, screaming from the backseat, Mom, 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 please delete that. The Skims founder laughed and kept recording as the daughters shared with
them. How savage.
This reminds me, there's another video. This one you guys can watch.
Okay.
It's a woman and her nephew. Her name is Janice. And they go on one of those slingshot rides. You remember when they like record the slingshot? And usually they pass out. But this kid's like a little heftier and he's not like buckled in properly. So he slides like almost like out of the seat and he's like, Janice! Janice, stop! Janice! And they're like in the air.
Janice is his mom?
Janice is like his aunt. And he's like, Janice! It hurts! Janice! And Janice is just laughing. She's like, ah! And this poor kid is just like, Janice, I can't.
Janice, I'm falling out. I'm falling out.
And she's just looking at him like, ah.
Not the mean girl cackle.
The funniest thing. Just Google Janice slingshot. I'm sure it'll pop
child
up.
Child falling out.
Child falling out of amusement park ride with his aunt laughing. It's amazing.
See, I go down a spiral with my kid with like when my son tells me to not do something and And he's like, Mom, you can't post that. Don't put that on Instagram.
That's crazy that kids do that now.
They say no. And I'm like, I have to respect this because then I just time travel. And I'm like, I'm going to traumatize my kid even if I think it's cool and I'm going to post it. So I feel you, Northwest. I really do.
Well, speaking of traumatizing children.
Okay.
Wolfgang Peterson recently passed away, director. And I had this conversation with some of my friends over the weekend how kids... need to kind of get toughened up in like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like as a kid, I was traumatized by movies.
Sure.
Kids' movies back in the day were terrifying. Dark Crystal, Labyrinth with Tim Curry as the devil.
Crazy.
And then one of my favorites was The Neverending Story. Have you seen The Neverending Story?
I've seen it so many times.
Okay, good. Thank God.
I love this. Atreyu!
I feel like every child should have to see The Neverending Story because it's giving you all of the emotions. And Wolfgang Peterson, R.I.P., was one of those films. It had
the
fantasy.
Horse.
It had emotion. It had like, you know, a kid not knowing where he is in real life. Bastion, you know, he like goes up to his school attic. And locks himself in and no one looked for him. No one looked for him.
They needed a 48-hour notice. They didn't need 24 hours.
He stole this book from this old man.
Yeah.
And he reads it and he becomes part of the story. And I feel like that was such a like game changer for me as a kid with like learning about my imagination and creating, you know, vivid imagery. However, it also had the most heart-wrenching scene when Atreyu and his horse Artax are walking through the Swamp of Sadness. And Artax gets stuck because he gets sad. And when you get sad, You what? You drown in quicksand. Quicksand really had a run in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
It's like the Bible. It's all a metaphor.
But do you remember how quicksand was like problematic?
Was it real?
Was it?
Was it? Who knows?
Everyone was like, quicksand. Oh, they
My
fell in
son
quicksand.
Still talks about quicksand.
Oh, really?
It cracks me up.
I thought lava would have taken over quicksand.
I'm really trying to teach him like what things are myth and mm-hmm. not real. And mm-hmm. it's still like, no, this is real. And my friend's like, you should be careful. He might become a conspiracy theorist. And I was like, you know what? You're really taking me down a rabbit hole. I had a full anxiety attack about that. I was like, I'm going to have a conspiracy theorist child. But
that's amazing.
Atreyu. I don't lose sleep over Atreyu drowning. He didn't traumatize. Is that why they're traumatized? Is that what he's saying?
Well, it was just one of those movies where it was like, holy God, you saw like a horse die.
Yeah.
Like drowns in the Swamp of Sadness. Now, as a kid, I always wanted to play in the Swamp of Sadness because it was like mud and I wanted to like slide into it and be like dirty. Yeah. I was like, I'm not sad. I'm going to make this fun.
Yeah.
And then you had Moira, the ancient one, who was that giant turtle that was like, it doesn't matter.
I love that one.
We don't bother. And it's like, wow, he really knew pronouns like before pronouns were a thing.
Yes.
Moira, the ancient one, identified as a we.
As a we.
Mm-hmm.
Have for thousands of years.
Like Tommy we. And then you had the wolf. Do you remember the wolf? The wolf was terrifying.
The wolf was scary.
The wolf was like the nothing. And the nothing was terrifying. We didn't even know what the nothing was. It was just this wind that just destroyed everything.
Yeah, unreasonable. I'm just more traumatized by Labyrinth, personally.
Why?
It's scary and weird.
Yeah, and puppets.
It's weird.
Jim Henson puppets.
I don't like things that don't make sense. Again, I'm an Aquarius. So like, if it doesn't make sense, I'm like,
you're out.
Why are you making me feel so awkward? I'm done.
And that also deals with a kidnapping of a child.
Exactly.
At the very beginning.
And a scary man.
And a scary man who can like juggle balls.
In a maze,
yes, with songs. Yeah, and Legend was terrifying too. The little elf kid who's like, you touched the unicorn.
So weird. It's so weird. Yeah. I watched it. Also, have you watched, what's it called? Oh, now I'm blanking on it. Never mind. I've had too much coffee. I forgot.
I need more.
You do?
Yeah, I do need more. But yeah, that was like a pivotal moment. And if you're a parent listening to this and you have not watched The Neverending Story with your kids,
I think you should.
I think you should. I wonder if it like still holds up, you know? I think
it
would.
I watched it recently.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Call my name. All right, I'll do it.
It's
and then
so
he opens
good.
The window. Do you remember the mom's name that he names?
I don't.
It was Moonshadow.
Okay.
The whole time.
Did you watch this often?
No, but it's like one of those. It's in my queue every day. No, but there was because that always baffled me when he opens the window and he's like, bah, bah, and I'm like, what's the mom's name?
Yeah.
And it was Moonshadow, which I thought was kind of like European.
Well, and or like Portland or something.
Something like that. But it's also made a comeback because of Stranger Things. They sing the song from Stranger Things. And well, they sing Neverending Story in Stranger Things. So I think.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a prequel, maybe. It's like Star Wars, how there was like.
That would be good. They're doing that with Willow, which I loved Willow.
Oh, right, right.
Willow was a good one for Disney Plus. Maybe they should do a prequel to Neverending Story. That would be fun.
They should. No, this one, man.
Have you seen it?
Oh, my God.
Do you know the story?
I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
I was just listening to your chat with Sarah Hyland, and you were talking about the robots. And
yes.
This is the first thing I thought about.
Isn't this weird? I had no idea. I had no idea about this story until, yesterday. So a virtual rapper, you heard me, FN Mecca, I hope I'm saying that. Or is it FN Mecca? I don't know what the kids are up to these days. Powered by AI, signs to a major label. So we have our first virtual rapper. And we knew this day would come. Because now we have hip-hop is now in the world of artificial intelligence. A virtual rapper named FN Mecca, which is powered by AI, has signed with a major label. According to a Music Business Worldwide article published in August, the robot rapper FN Mecca has signed a deal with Capitol Records and dropped his first single, Florida Water, which features the Gunna and gaming streamer Clix.
What are you even saying?
I think I'm just like putting words together. Yeah. Wait, go
Gunna
down.
And Clix.
Yeah, so the AI-powered virtual rapper is the creation of Anthony Martini, of course, and Brandon Lay. The men are co-founders of Factory New, a virtual record label who were the first to sign the robot rapper. According to Martini, the rapper's voice is a real human, but everything else is based off AI technology.
That's good.
Technically speaking, FN Mecca is voiced by a human. Technically speaking? But everything else about him, from his lyrics to the chords and tempo underpinning his music, is based on AI.
Lyrics?
Yes. This was crazy. This is the part that like really made me go, what? FN Mecca's fan base is huge on social media. Yeah. And just over a year since his creation, he already has amassed 10 million followers on TikTok and over a billion views on the video sharing platform.
That's when I threw my phone when I read that.
Same.
10 million.
Same.
Followers.
Like, has it.
Like, I feel like the trademark of Christmas Lady, who's like, how dare you claim...
Dolores Chan or whatever her name was.
Dolores Chan. Like, how dare you take jobs from so many rappers who worked so hard for this business, and now there's an artificial intelligence somewhere in the Mecca.
Yeah. But I mean, like, John and I, before you got here, we were talking about that. Like, we have, like, an artificial... It's been going on forever, like parody accounts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember Together on MTV?
Oh, yeah.
The fake boy band that said you plus me plus equals us. Calculus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Calculus.
And then...
Oh, I need to watch that.
It always scares me when Black Mirror trends on Twitter.
Oh, I can't watch that show.
You can't watch Black Mirror?
I can become conspiracy theorists as well. That's where my son gets it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, if anything comes my way, I'll get really into it. So mm-hmm. I just don't. Anymore.
That makes sense.
Like, I did the Twin Towers conspiracy when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since then I've just learned my boundaries.
Yeah, just to be like, you know what? Some things are just
I'm
better
okay.
left untouched.
I'd rather just not.
But, like, there's an episode in Black Mirror where Miley Cyrus plays Ashley O, which is like a robot AI pop star. And here we are. And Black Mirror stuff, it's coming true because they have an episode with those mechanical dogs. Have you seen those? They're like the
robot dogs. Right.
That's a thing. Every time Black Mirror trends, I'm like, oh, God. So now we have this AI. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
FN Mecca is going to have a concert. He's going to go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And all these TikTok kids are going to go see him.
Is it a hologram?
It's a hologram.
Yeah. It's a hologram because they did the hologram show.
Whitney Houston has a hologram show. ABBA has a hologram show.
Did they try to do one on TV, right? They did like the holograms where they're real people behind the camera, behind the screen. Have
what?
You seen this?
No.
It's like it's an audition show. There's real people behind the stage. They're actually singing, but because they've never got their chance because of how they look, they use the hologram.
How they look? What do you mean?
Like I don't know why. Because like some of those people
hit like a boat or something.
They're normal people, but they're like
the industry
scared.
Doesn't think they're hot or whatever.
They had their chance once, and they're not cute enough or whatever it is. Like you're a mom, you know what I mean?
You
like
gross mom.
Yeah, you have two kids.
Yeah,
nipples are droopy. I don't know.
Hologram
for sure.
Holograms. That's where we're gonna be.
I'm
like
kind
a hologram
fascinated
tour.
By that, though.
I'm wondering if they're going to do a hologram comedy tour. I mean, make George Carlin a hologram.
Would you voice a hologram?
The only hologram that I can get behind is Jem and the Holograms.
Cute. Oh, that was such a
That's
good
my jam.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do like a voice a hologram or whatever.
Yeah, but what if it was the highest rated show on television?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
1,000%. Yeah.
Absolutely.
In this economy, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do I want to own multiple businesses? Yes, I
Maybe
do.
Maybe so. Yeah. Yeah. I actually will hologram for free because that's where we're at. Well, Heather, thank you so much for being here. Honestly, this has been so much fun. I don't even know if like I need to be like, where can people find you? Because I feel like people can find you.
People get confused by my Instagram, though. It's
Why?
Heather Elizabeth with two R's and two H's.
Oh.
People find it offensive. And I don't know how to change it. So I'm like, I'm so sorry.
People are offended by your handle?
That I won't change it to Heather Morris. I'm like, but the fans took Heather Morris, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to buy it because I really don't care.
Yeah, no. And it's Instagram.
Yeah.
Relax.
So Heather More or Heather Elizabeth,
yeah.
Two H's.
And you can check Heather out on Daily Pop, right?
Yeah, I've been doing some guest spots on Daily Pop.
How is everyone over there?
They're so great.
I haven't seen them since I left.
Justin and Lonnie's banter.
Uh-huh.
Just, I feel like they have their own secret society going on.
Oh, they do. They're Illuminati for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
They won't even say anything, and then all of a sudden they're just start like talking about something that happened between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. I feel left out, kind of, you know?
Is that Justin and Lonnie? Morgan's not on that, is she?
I have not been on a show with Morgan, but I know she still does spots.
She does Nightly Pod, yeah. Nightly Pop.
I'm blonde and she's blonde, and they're like, they can't be together.
That's too much.
It's
blonde.
Too much.
Oh, I know. Well, no. Tell everyone over at E, I said hello. It's been a hot minute, but thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
My God, thank you so much.
And you guys,
thank you for tuning in. Again, this I love doing this show because you guys love listening to this show, and make sure to rate, review, subscribe. The videos come out the following Monday, so make sure to check those out on the Comedy Store webpage. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Oh, thank you. I have some dates coming up. I will be in St. Paul, Minnesota on the 16th with Heather McDonald doing Juicy Scoop Live. And on the 17th, I'll be in Chicago doing Juicy Scoop Live as well. So make sure to come out to St. Paul and to Chicago.
Go support.
Support.
Write a review.
Before,
if you write a review about me and us right now, I will read it out loud on my Instagram. If they write a review about our show,
okay,
I'll read it out loud on my Instagram and say thank you.
Challenge accepted.
Here we go.
All right. You guys, thanks again for tuning in. You guys have a great week. Bye.